Hi, this is KJ, and we are hoping to soon be the Indie PopCon award-winning Kinda Nerdy News podcast. I am the host of the show, Katie Ayers, who joins me on 107.9 The Mix weekdays, is my co-host on the podcast as well. We are here in Indianapolis, home of Indie PopCon, and basically what we do on the Kinda Nerdy News is get kind of nerdy about whatever anyone's talking about, whether it is sci-fi or a Marvel movie or a favorite TV show or a game. If it's nerdy, we talk about it, but we're not experts on it. So if we get something wrong, you can't be mad at us because we're just kind of nerdy.
What you're about to hear is clips and our favorite highlights from our many, many episodes of the podcast, including our intro and outro. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Kinda Nerdy News with KJ.
You are a really dumb grown adult. I feel like I stare at her face a lot and it's doing weird things.
And Katie.
In other news, I live in a cave. I mean, that's like the entire premise of the Alien movie, though. It's just me.
Here's KJ and the Kinda Nerdy Girls.
You know who else's anniversary it is?
Who's?
The one guy I don't like.
Oh, Iron Man.
Yep.
We went back, so May 2nd was the official anniversary of the release of the first Iron Man movie, and so my husband and I went back and, you know, watched it, and we had watched it not too long ago. Well, oh my gosh, it was long ago because it
10
was...
10 years.
Well, but we went back and watched it in January when we started the Marvel Cinematic Universe Challenge of watching one a week. We got really far behind, so when we traveled to London in March, we watched like five of them to catch up.
You know how everybody's into the classic console remakes right now? Like, they
yes.
did the mini NES, and they did the Super Nintendo, and mm-hmm. all this good stuff. So for the 30th anniversary of Mega Man, which we actually really like Mega Man in my house.
Okay.
They are releasing the original...
Sort of the cartridge?
Yeah, the actual cartridges. They're releasing the NES Mega Man 2 on the cartridge.
Okay.
And the SNES Mega Man X on the original cartridge.
Now, are these, like, legit cartridges? Like, you're going to have to take them out, blow
like
on them?
Like, you're going to have to blow off your old SNES.
Yeah. Yes. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It took a little bit of time to get great. It's a couple times maybe lost its way a little bit, but it's still a solid show. But the shows on the CW are the best. Whatever the TV people are doing, if they could just like walk down the hall to the movie people,
you know, be like, "What are you doing?
Hey, people like what we do. Can we help you?" And what else was going on? You had some other Nintendo
news. Switch, which. Mm-hmm. Mario mm-hmm. Kart and the newest Nintendo console,
yeah.
all of that's on there. So that's that little handheld one that has
you,
like a separate screen.
Have you experienced the Switch?
Yes.
Is it worth it?
Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
Is it? But it's a lot of money, right?
It was $300.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Yeah. But I got it from my boyfriend and he has like, not a day has gone by where he hasn't played with it.
Oh, okay.
So all great right. purchase.
Nice.
Very good gift.
I mean, at some point I do need to upgrade from my PS2.
Yeah, a little bit.
Katie is the gamer on the show, so I'm going to let her make the gaming announcements.
Yes!
Okay. Go ahead, Katie.
So have you ever heard of Mario Kart?
Oh, have I heard
okay.
of Mario Kart?
Good. You know, it's been around basically forever.
Yeah.
Nintendo 64, all those kinds of iterations. Now they're bringing it to smartphones.
Ooh.
So then very soon, in the next business year.
I was going to say, here was the disappointing part. Not very soon. Next January.
Worse than that, they're saying next fiscal year, so it could be up to April.
Right.
I went outside
Katie, why
I heard,
did you look out the window?
I heard scraping, you know, and I was like, are they like shoveling the non-existent snow in the parking lot? They better be fixing the potholes. So I peeked outside to see, you know, where they were, mm-hmm. looked directly down and not 3 feet from me. Some dude looked up at me and we made eye contact.
I was like, you went to the effort to actually put the DVD in to watch it.
I am going to go to bed now because I do not want to watch this movie.
That was it. Yeah, you can
talk into a glass like this.
Oh, that is.
It's pretty close, right?
Yeah.
Just talk into your glass, Katie.
I don't have a glass. I have a plastic cup. I don't think it'll work. Let me try.
It's got liquid in it.
Ooh.
It's pretty close.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, no, I do not want to talk like Bane.
Woohoo! How you doing? We are here to be kind of nerdy with you. My name is KJ.
My name is Katie.
I am a big sci-fi superhero nerd from Wisconsin, and I love cheese. Please describe yourself, Katie.
I just like things. I'm very finicky, and I flake easy.
That is not good enough. You're a gamer?
Yes.
Okay. What's your favorite game?
That's a tough question.
Just off right away.
I have three.
Okay, go ahead.
Fallout series, the Elder Scrolls series, and the BioShock series.
And where are you from?
Kentucky.
And what's your favorite food?
Lasagna.
Okay, wow. I make a really good lasagna.
I know.
We started talking here. You made the comment of course, we have to talk about Red Dawn.
Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption. And I'm like, do we really?
Yes.
But I didn't say that.
Wow.
You have different nerdy things
yes.
than I do.
So because you've never played it, it's basically Grand Theft Auto, but with cowboys and horses.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
And it takes place in like the West at like the end of the era of the cowboy. Like
okay.
The steam engine's on its way, you know, trains are a thing now,
mm-hmm.
you know, cars are starting to become a thing. And
yeah.
Like the cowboys are dying. But in Red Dead Redemption, you're basically, the term is ratting out all these like bandits and outlaws you used to like run with in your gang to save your wife and child because they got taken by the police and they're being held until you give up your old gang.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, there has to be a reason because.
Yeah.
Because snitches end up in ditches.
They in the West, they do. In other news,
yes.
Did you ever see the Alien franchise?
No. That is.
You didn't?
No. I saw the scene where the thing crawls out of, is it Sigourney Weaver? Like,
yeah.
Many years ago. And it like punches its way out of her stomach.
Yep.
I saw that scene. I don't know why. For some reason, when I would go to my grandparents' house, they had HBO. Remember when it was like, well, maybe you don't. There
no.
was a time, I forget that you are 23 and I am 42. When HBO came out, it was like, that was it, right? That was a huge deal. And my grandparents got HBO. So they just always had it on. So I, for some reason, experienced terrible movies at their house. Like I accidentally, as a child, stumbled upon Alien, like they just had HBO on all the time because HBO is the movie channel. If you guys,
yeah, right.
have the movie channel and Fraggle Rock was on there. So
Fraggle Rock.
I loved Fraggle Rock. So to my kid mind, like I should always watch this channel.
Maybe Fraggle Rock would be on.
Yeah. And then I turned it on and I saw that famous scene from Alien and there was another. Yes. And it's like, oh, and it's
yep.
so gross. And she's screaming.
Yep.
And I'm just sitting there like, you know, tiny innocent KJ staring at the big console TV going, yeah. Why are they doing this to me? This is not Fraggle Rock.
Why are they doing this? This is a Sigourney Weaver.
And then another time, same thing at my grandma's house, turn on the TV, maybe some Fraggle Rock's on,
nope.
and it was whatever Nightmare on Elm Street where Johnny Depp gets sucked into the bed and then like blood spews everywhere.
I think that was the first one.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, they're all kind of you know.
It was like many
Did
years.
Did beds now terrify you?
Oh, yeah. For,
yep.
Yeah. Like I was as a little kid that I was like, well, I'm going to sleep on the floor.
First, we should talk about Infinity War yet again.
Okay. So spoilers, correct? Like
maybe.
Spoilers here.
Possibly. I was just going to kind of talk about how great it was that we did the Nerdy Night Out on Monday.
That was really awesome. So what were your thoughts on the Nerdy Night Out? So we do these little movie nights at Studio Movie Grill, which is a bar/restaurant/movie place.
Yeah, it's pretty great. It's over on the west side, isn't it?
It's a northwest side.
But what I really like about it is not only like the venue, because they, you know, they take care of us. They
mm-hmm.
give us drinks and food and, you know, here's your tickets. Life's great. It's beautiful. What I really liked about it was that everybody wanted to come.
Yes.
You know, everybody was excited to see it. Everybody was like, oh, I'm so excited. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. I think, you know, obviously, if you're listening to this, you missed our kind of Nerdy Night Out. But that's why I love doing these, because I feel like with these movies, and especially with Infinity War, experience it with other people who want to see it as much as you do.
Yeah,
right?
It's a group thing.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the highs and the lows of that movie.
Very high and very low.
Being in a room with other people, I think makes the movie better. I think sitting in a room by yourself watching that movie when it comes out on Blu-ray,
it's different.
You're going to be like, I don't quite get what everybody was so excited about.
Yeah.
You might like the movie, but you're not going to be like, wow, because you weren't in the moment when it happened.
Yeah. And I do think certain movies like this are very much a group activity. So apparently they have new contact lenses with laser beams.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
In the list of things I want to buy.
Now, what are the practical purposes for shooting laser beams from your eyes?
I assume you could now be an X-Men.
Or
maybe you really just don't like that person that you're working with.
Yeah. So would this allow me to let my cats chase the red dot all around the room with my eyes?
I would think that would be a practical use, you know? I was thinking more along the lines of, like, shooting laser beams at other people's eyes to blind them.
Oh, see, you always go to the dark side.
Sorry.
So quickly, Katie.
What if you're, like, if you have the ability to look in two different directions, you could play with two of your cats at the same time.
How does this thing even work? Is it dangerous?
It takes light from like a lesser laser beam and magnifies it back.
Where's the lesser laser beam? You got to carry it around with you?
I assume.
What?
I know.
Well, then you might as well just carry the little laser toy that I already have for my cats.
This is just an advancement, okay? We're not like superheroes just yet, but we're getting there.
Maybe you kind of got something useful out of that. Kinda. Follow us on social media on Twitter at Kinda Nerdy News or on our website at indiesmix.com.